You're listening to Power from the Margins, 3CR's Disability Day broadcast. I'm Pauline Vatuna. Recently, I spent a morning with Action on Disability Within Ethnic Communities, or ADEC, Werribee office, to learn more about the services they provide for culturally and linguistically diverse people. I also spoke to two of their Karen-speaking clients with the help of an interpreter.
Before I come to ADEC, I haven't go anywhere or any services. And I come to these services. I get to know about the speaker also came here to talk about the health. This place is really important for me, and so more beneficial for me as well. Yes, I come here 4 times a month. They take me to the garden, and also they take me to have a barbecue and go out and have a barbecue. Three groups in this who come into this in Jesse. So in my group, I have 10 people in my group. This place is I see is important for our community group as well, and so for the families group as well. So we come here to see them, and we get to know the family to live peacefully, and as well as the for our community who needs help.
Bakal edek dak dak ro ini kaplo lo awa bukul lo papakinya sit pan cek lo folo o mabhepi.
Okay, the leader of our community told me to come to the ADEC.
Awa kap lo kap folo yu lo yu gan ya tak dak ro we ini kap lo kap folo yu gan kaplo lo maja lo yu bakal ta ju cakot cao meje mabhepi ini.
Guess the first things I want to say is that this service is help me to in the physically health as well. Okay, last month we had a meeting here, and we I see with the two girlfriend and one yes two couple, and so they talk about the in this community, so we have to have in the we have to love each other, and like not to look down each other, to live in love and peace. Table no.
Table la.
Thank you.
Da pa hele takra rova da ora 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 pa kubna la takra rola wakinya po se klawar pe kenar ko ma.
Karen, community leader, contact me and let me know about to come to this service.
No, that matter. Takara roll kare, bakare. Hette la nu ta lätt bit nappa det nappa roi mo det då. Det pia leta och chö kli där lätt nu kunna ta.
I come to this groups or I get to know more about the health and also well-being, and also guest speaker also come here to talk about the also health, and we get to know and we know more about the information of the health. Between 20 to 30 comes with the groups I come. All current people.
Machuale bakale da lukwe amle ne bakale chamajilin mamale yoka amdale da lukwe mimyo mama.
We have many activities like the health activities and also doing yoga activities as well.
Ta kli bakale ta khane bakale ramu gan mama lowane bakale kora dale korba mal ne nipan.
One of the staff teaching us how to teaching me how to have a dance, but I don't know the names of this the dance. Yes, we like it, and I like it too, and we are all happy. Actually, I would like to say it is the good services, and also because we get to know more things, and we get more information, and also I know things like the EDEC services. And helps our group in the to work with them, and we get to hear, and I get to hear many things in the services.
Yeran mo, pihak up kau tu belalalan mo, teramu sih fahy mo, awe ketik ketok tak tak al buka lala buah lah, tena pesiblu kau mo, pesiblu kau padu, awe mesek kau teramu lasu kesawa, lagu kaya apa, pihak pelihat belalalan sih awe.
The first things I would like to tell is every time I come to the meeting or come here to the meetings, so the facilitator or the person who leads the meeting prepare everything, such as foods and drinks, and also there are camp people for our groups and for the Korean community. So I would like to say thank you very much.
But you have a day, yeah. The drum is it pay one, but I still is our one, yeah. Our two lobalu, taetak with a memoir, la selomo. Little a papla, taetak with a poco, the pasacuzimo. The hour did the digital blood, but met two valley, That's what that's have all the bookie booth, but with like a little bit of the cut game, I think. But metilla drum is it right, and then the air, that's what that's had a valley job, I lead two valley.
And the second thing is, I feel like welcoming in this EDEC services here, because all the staffs here are nice people, and they welcomes and like welcome me as a smiley face. And every time when I feel down and I come to this services, when I saw the face of the staff, I feel becoming improving, like becoming good, and so really happy. Yeah.
Dan jadi sulit bagi awak penyalur aku macam wala community zin mak. Memang wala betul sih nyata nak bila ni ya. Tak keluar up he yo le betul keluar zin mak. Dan awak asyik keluar apa? Bah he pi tu wala di situ keluar apa? Oleh hilu keluar mak. Bah keluar apa? Oh, tak nak tak keluar bah di tempat kene ni. Tak kita bawa SSC itu faham apa hal yang kau lihat nak bagi atau ketu hihi bawa hati awal cor mah hihi bawa oh bawa oh mungkin jalan di tempat kehadiran ke SSC di tempat tu kita hanya agak lebih buat ni awe hati pih kau lihat sini agak tak keru lihat macam apa tak sih faham.
Okay, the other things I would like to say thank you to the community leaders as well. And they call me and invite me to come and let me know and introduce me to know the with ADEC. And also because when I come here to ADEC, and also the person who talked about the like so how we become with the well-being in the health and well-being. So we could not be isolated in the house. So we have to be get out and also do some exercise, depend on our health situation. Also the ADEC also let us know and introduce us to know how to get to be not isolated and have a well-being to get out and do an exercise. I think that's enough.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Tablo do ma le ye tne kho nya de ye ti la sa la awe si mo. Tablo do ma de awe ye ti ba awe si de jine ta ki ta ba ta be na sa la awe ti ka bai si khu sa khu de si lu ki ba ka ki lo ba lo.
Okay, the last thing I would like to say thank you very much. I come here this morning so I see all the smiley faces and feel welcoming for me to me so really happy and I would like to say thank you.
Tablo do.
Pignacu et les cocoles, plateau qui fait oui, cotton, ni dans le sec, poulot et que poteau. Tellement poli, négatif, au pack, ça coquille du plateau.
Social Support Services Coordinator, so I look after ADEC Social Support Program, which is around close to 40 groups of carers, disabilities, exercise, high need groups and well-being. So current communities have three programs with as part of my program. One is social support, the other one is carers program and high needs. So carers program is for people that caring for someone with disability or could be from mental health, and it's for carers and care recipients. So they attend the program. So that's just a break for caring role. So be info, because they can be very overwhelmed and isolated, due to the heavy role that they have. And the program gives them a bit of a break just to, to have a time for themselves.
And the other groups that you mentioned?
The other group, social support, is again for, it doesn't just specifically for carers, it's for people who are isolated socially, people with mental health, and their care recipient, and could be, so it doesn't restrict only for carers, could be someone that isolated, all the people with physical disability or just, frail age. And a high need program is for someone to be, again, frail age, have a physical disability. So the program is just, they get picked up and dropped off, taking them on outing, excursions, could be educational, and they get a lot of information through our facilitators or sometimes information sessions. So basically we try to skill these people and educate them to know how to get to, especially like public transport or going to doctors, going to how to get to hospital, how to get to GP. So find their way, make it easier for them. And they're not socially isolated, because that's very important for them to be involved in a community. We have 3 offices based on Werribee, Preston and Dandenong. So some of the facilitators are based in the south, they work from there, and some are in the west, mainly in Preston. Why they are isolated? Because they are from ethnic background and they don't know much about it. Language barriers is the main one, that because they cannot understand and speak, so they socially isolated because they cannot speak, so they can't understand. So when we have these groups for them, it's like they're, meeting someone from the community and they are in their home. So it's very traditional wise, but they love it because they get together. They get skilled in a lot of education sessions, but mainly it's to speak to each other and share their, exchange information, share the experiences, and they're very happy. And mentally and physically change their attitude, because they just feel like, when you talk to someone from your own background, it's different, that, they can understand you. And that's what you want. They want to feel at home and comfortable, and they're happy. They are much happier than from the day they started. It's a big difference. So the age range starts from, we have people under 65. Age range could start from 50, 50 plus. And people, older people have 65 plus. They, from Commonwealth Home Support Services program, and also have people with, a lot of disability under 65, which sometimes they use NDIS program, or they not. So it's various. It depends on their, mental health could be even 40 plus. It's different. So with social support program, we have around 9 languages. So people come from Arabic, Afghan, Chinese, Greek, Italian, Japanese, Turkish, and Vietnamese, and Korean. And they all have facilitators from their own community speaking a language. And 9 languages. So the key to find these people is mainly to get through the community leader. That's very important. Sometimes, it depends on each community. With Arabic, some Christian or different, or, through the churches, through mosques, or through... So the main connection is through the community leaders. Word of mouth, that's the most powerful one. And church leaders, or any community leader, could be someone got to be from the same community, otherwise it's hard to get into that community. Sometimes we organize a different activity for our clients. Like this year, we organized some camping for them. And we had various clients, some of the clients that have been 16 years, haven't been on any, not even a small trip. So this made a huge difference in Amman. We had so many feedbacks, or I can say probably close to 100 feedbacks I received, but more verbally, that this was a, well, example is this lady that she was caring for her husband and for her mother-in-law for 16 years, and this was the first time that she got out of the house, going on a trip, actually, just for 3 days. And they have never been, they said that we wouldn't be able to get around if this wasn't organized for us. We couldn't even afford it. So there's a lot of feedback, you know. And what else can I say? Yeah, exercise classes, we have various exercise classes, but there is one for Afghan community in the south that every week they go to these exercise classes, and the number of clients has increased, and keep now she has a wait list for the clients because they just love enjoying it. They're doing yoga, they're doing gentle exercise, they go for a walk, it's a walking group, and then after that they have refreshment and lot, and this is supported from City of KC. They love it. Yeah, we look after about close to 800 clients within social support program. Our program is very popular, and we even exceeded our target, you know. So we had a good feedback from the department.
But that also makes me think about just how many people have disabilities in culturally diverse communities. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, there are so many people, you know, from ethnic background with physical and disability. And sometimes we can't accept all of them because due to, the, you know, just not having enough room, won't be able to run it because the groups are so popular that they find out through word of mouth and they just want to get in. So we just create this wait list. And, you know, if someone stop coming or when they get, usually they don't leave the groups, but only the only time they leave the group when they end up in nursing home. And that's the only time that we have to, you know, then we give the, or sometimes we rotate them because, you know, everyone wants to attend the program. So facilitate or rotate them and, you know, give the other one chance to. But we will have a couple of extra groups next year because the amount is so management decided to have extra groups to run. Well, I just like to say that some of the organizations that support us, I like to thank them for their support, and especially ADEX management has been very flexible and great to our clients, I can say, because I get a lot of good feedback from our clients from my management.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Power from the Margins on International Day of People with a Disability. If you've just tuned in and want to know more about today's special broadcast, go to 3cr.org.au/Disability Day 2019.
So my name is Minnie, and I have been working at ADEC now for about 5.5 years. I'm the projects manager for the capacity building team, and we have about 2 capacity building officers and a few NDI support transition specialists, and we also have a social supports groups coordinator who works in the capacity building team across Melbourne. We are located in Werribee, Preston and Dandenong, and we have been expanding the capacity building services over the last couple of years, especially since the NDIS has come in.
So could you talk a bit more about ADEC and what it does?
Yeah, sure. So ADEC stands for Action on Disability within Ethnic Communities. We have been there for about 36 years, and we have 95 staff from 27 different countries who speak 33 different languages. We support people with disabilities, their carers and family members who are from an ethnic background. And we are also committed to the proposition that all people in today's society have a right to quality services that meet their needs and are inclusive. And in order to deliver such services, the communities have to be respected.
Could you talk a little bit more about the capacity building of ADEC at the moment and what you're focusing on?
Sure. So ADEC provides a number of services. Apart from the capacity building program, we also provide advocacy services, access and support, disability support, and MyHK services. The capacity building department is focused on building capacities of people with disabilities and their family members and the communities who are from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. So we have been focused on clients and communities that are socially isolated, that have mental health issues, whether they are diagnosed or undiagnosed, and we run a range of programs across Melbourne to support this cohort. I'll give you a couple of examples. So we have a project that is called the ILC project, so which is funded by the NDIA. And what we are doing through that project is working with 8 different communities. And I'll just name the communities. These are the Turkish, Vietnamese, Burmese, Karen, Arabic, Chinese, African, and Afghani communities. And we are trying to raise awareness of gender equality, their rights in society, and also LGBTQI tolerance. So we have partnered up with agencies such as Victorian Equal Opportunities, Human Rights Commission, and Gender Equity Victoria, and also worked with agencies such as MacKillop Family Services to deliver information sessions that are around rights and people understanding the rights here, because a lot of our clients come from countries or from people who have lived in refugee camps. They do not understand the meaning of rights and that they have the right to speak up. This program has been quite successful. We are in the second year of this project, and we have run workshops for about 284 clients now from these different communities. And while doing that, we have noticed that we are building their capacities and skills and knowledge in these areas. We do continually evaluate our projects as well to find out whether they're working or not. So we do collect feedback from the clients who attend these workshops as well. So we are hoping that as time goes, we can expand on these services and keep building their skills. Another area that I would like to probably highlight is the NDIS Transition Support Program. Now, this is funded by the DHHS. Through this project, for the last couple of years, we are trying to build capacities of family members around the NDIS. So ever since the NDIS was introduced, I think it's well known now that the uptake of the NDIS in the ethnic communities is quite low. So ADEC is committed to helping our clients to transition to the NDIS. So what we are doing right now is running two kinds of projects to do that. So one is one-on-one client work. So we have NDIS transition support specialists who will assist clients who are from an ethnic background to transition to the NDIS by providing planning and pre-planning support. They will attend planning meetings with the client to help them understand what the whole process is. And then we also provide a workshop-based program where we go out into the communities and talk to the communities about the NDIS. And we will usually do this in their language, so we'll have a bilingual facilitator or an interpreter who can translate this information. Another initiative that we've taken to increase their knowledge about the NDIS is developing NDIS videos in ethnic languages. So we've got NDIS videos in Mandarin, Vietnamese, and Arabic, and you can find them on our website. We are also trying to run mentoring programs where we are creating champions in the community who can actually talk about NDIS. And these mentors could be children of people with disability or family members. So we are helping them understand NDIS so they can give that information to the participant. This project's quite important because I think although we are only funded for a couple of part-time staff, the demand's quite big. We are exceeding our targets. We are supporting more people than we can imagine. So there's only three part-time staff who are now working with about 300 clients. So that's in the last 2 years, and we still have a waiting list, but we try to keep it short so we can help anyone who comes through the door.
That's staggering, the number. Because I don't think it's really understood just how many people with disabilities are from culturally diverse backgrounds. Services aren't, even though there's ADEC, there needs to be more resources poured yes. into.
The NDIA have a bulletin or a journal, and I think the NDS publications on their website also report the figures. So mm-hmm. I think if you go on to the NDS website, National Disability Services, they are keeping the numbers there. And I think the uptake of NDIS has increased to about 11.9. I don't know if that number is correct, but it has increased slightly in the last year or so. And I know services are working quite hard to include people from ethnic backgrounds to transition to the NDIS, but I guess there is more work involved because there are additional barriers or challenges that people from ethnic backgrounds face while accessing any new scheme. We often find that our clients that come to us, they struggle to understand the NDIS because the terminology is difficult, and sometimes the translation of some words can be quite difficult for even the interpreters to make. I'll give you an example, like schizophrenia is quite hard to translate in the Burmese language, I've heard from an interpreter, and they go more by the symptoms rather than by the illness, the term of the illness. The NDIS plan can be translated, but a lot of our clients don't know that. So when they receive their plan, they're not aware that their plan can be translated. So that's an area where our staff members will help our participants understand how the NDIS kind of works. Another barrier that I think for some of our people is that they do not understand the distinction between NDIS and Medicare and other social security systems. So to educate them about that kind of takes time as well. And I think every service is resource dependent. So you can have support coordination in your plan, but a support coordinator cannot spend a lot of time just explaining to you what services are out there and how NDIS is different. So a lot of ADEC staff, the capacity building team, is actually focused on providing that information to clients so they're informed. The other barrier that I can think about is just the cultural barrier. I mean, disability in itself has a stigma attached to it in a lot of our communities. I mean, I'm from an Indian background, and I know that in our families, we don't really discuss disability with the community. It's something that's hidden. So for a lot of people who have never sought any support for a disabled family member, it is like starting from scratch. So they're engaging them, building rapport, building their trust takes a while before we can actually get them onto the NDIS. So I think that's also an area where we need to put in more staff members or resources to kind of support the ethnic communities to transition to the NDIS. And also taking them through the whole journey, like, you know, the pre-planning, planning, the implementation. And then if they need a review, helping them understand their rights and helping them build the confidence to actually advocate for themselves. That's another area. So if they get a plan that does not meet their needs, then, you know, we are also running some other projects to build their confidence and assertiveness. And I'll just give you an example. Just there is, we've recently run a 12-month program where we focused on self-advocacy skills. So we worked with four different communities and we ran some information sessions on NDIS. We also talked about self-care. We linked up with some mental health services to talk about the importance of looking after yourself while you're supporting someone. We have also resources, and we also have speakers at ADEC itself who talk to people about abuse, about rights, about, you know, asking for help. So there's all those different, you know, levels of support that ethnic communities need that we are trying to cater for in different ways. So there's a huge need out there to just deal with those barriers so this gap can reduce.
Yeah, I can't even imagine, because we've spoken to other people as part of the day. A lot of them are English speakers, and even people who are fluent in English find the NDIS so ridiculously challenging to access, and, you know, 32-page applications and yes. having to translate that and then bridge that cultural understanding gap. I can't even imagine the amount of work that must go into this. A quick interjection from the future. Make sure you tune in to our 5 p.m. show, Africans with Disabilities, where you'll hear from Hamile Ibrahim, a person who assists other African community members who need support navigating the health system, employment, and government services. You'll hear Hamile discuss the tremendous barriers to accessing the NDIS that exist for Africans on the margins of the margins. Let's get back to the program.
What we find here is that the NDIS is a great scheme because it is trying to empower the person with disability, giving them, you know, the helping them make the choice for, you know, what kind of services they need, how they want to live well. But for ethnic communities, it is not just that person, it is the whole kind of the whole family that needs that education. So we can, because of language barriers and, you know, education, I mean, 51% of our clients are illiterate in their language as well. So we are focusing on providing support to the whole family. So when there is one member in that family accessing the NDIS or getting onto the NDIS, we often find that the whole family is involved, the carer, the siblings, and they all want to understand what's happening. So we are trying to focus more on supporting the whole family because it's culturally, that's how it happens in some of our communities. So I think we are taking a whole community approach. And I mean, it's client-centered as well, but it's more family-centered too, if you know what I mean. So we are investing more services and support into that area. And we are finding better results with that because I think when we do work one-on-one with the client, we find that if the family members are there, they feel better when they know what's happening with the participant as well. So we are trying to involve them in the meetings as well with the pre-planners and LACs and also, you know, they can all be informed about what's happening with the NDIS. I think another thing to say, I mean, to just finding and training the right bilingual staff is quite important. I think that would help with, you know, increasing the confidence of the ethnic communities in accessing NDIS as well. And, you know, there are different, I mean, we find different, we provide support in different areas as well. I mean, some of our clients are not tech savvy. So, you know, just educating them about creating an email, the MyGov accounts and all of that, we have to find the resources to invest in that kind of support as well. But I know that, you know, the department, the NDIA and a lot of other organizations are investing into those areas. And I think over the next few years, we will see an improvement. But at the moment, I think that's also an area, a gap where we need to kind of build their confidence and their capacity to be able to go onto a computer, log on and manage their funds or, you know, manage their email accounts. Yes. The capacity building program at ADEC has increased quite significantly in the last year, and we are finding that more and more of our work is going into building capacity around the NDIS, but we are not trying to forget that our primary goal was also to increase the understanding of people from ethnic backgrounds about mental health issues, about mental health support that is available, because I think it's very important for people to understand that it's seeking help for an issue that is, you know, it's affecting their quality of life is quite important. So we are still working in that area to build a bridge between services and our ethnic communities so that they're able to access mental health support as well. We are still working on educating them about mental health issues because now, again, like disability, mental health also has a stigma attached to it, and we find that people do not openly talk about it. My colleague Shamira earlier talked about social support groups, and I must say that the significance of, you know, groups of people coming together and just having that weekly meeting or monthly meeting, talking to each other, talking to people who are in their, who might be in the same situation as them, caring for a partner who has a disability or a family member. I think that's a very important part of our programs because that connection, that social cohesion actually improves their quality of life and they look forward to it. And I think the clients as well earlier, Hannah and Reedy did mention that as well. They like coming here and it's a change from their daily routine. definitely we do need more resources to support people from ethnic communities in the NDIS. I think we've highlighted that. So we are, the capacity building team works tirelessly to get grants in, funding in, to run projects to do that. And we, so it's getting very competitive, but we are still focused on our work, and we are quite enjoying the grassroots work that we do at the moment.
Did you mention African communities earlier?
We used to work with the Somali community a couple of years ago, but very recently we have started working with the Edo Club of Australia. We are still trying to create links. We have worked a little bit with them on one of the projects previously, but and we are looking forward to working on a safeguarding from abuse project with them. This project's based basically on increasing awareness around different kinds of abuse and where to ask for help. So we are hoping to work with the Edo Club, and I think, I'm not sure, the Yoruba community as well. So at the moment, we do not have a social support group for African community, but that's just our kind of links for that. Yeah. Yeah, and I also wanted to mention that we do provide NDIS services like support coordination, and we have an appeals officer. We have two appeals officers actually who can help with reviews and appeals for clients who are from ethnic backgrounds. So we are trying to cover the whole spectrum. We've got help support with pre-planning, then we've got support coordination as well, and we've got support for appeals as well.
Yeah. Great.
Yes. That's about it. I think I've kind of covered it all. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're listening to 3CR's International Day of People with Disability broadcast.
So, hello, my name is Fang Ji. I've been ADAC for about 4 years. I work in different teams, from the group support facilitator and then NDIS support coordination until now. So I'm currently work for capacity building officer. Yeah, so as Minnie mentioned before, so for NDIS transitional support programs, we are building the capacity of participants from ethnic backgrounds, and also we also work for the well-being programs and also different workshops based on the funding and projects. Okay, do you want me to talk about the transitional support program? So just to make an example, so I have one client, the single mother, and from Arabic, get a refugee background. So she has the 7 years old son with Down syndrome, and her daughter is 4 years old with development delay. So she been referred by the refugee nurse to get the support for access to NDIS. We contacted NDIA to make access request. Then we found out, this 7 years old boy actually has had NDIS plan 10 months ago, and the funding hasn't been touched. So what do? We provided information about NDIS and explained NDIS terminology to the mother. Also, we contact the planner to request a plan meeting, as the plan did not meet her son's needs. We also assist the mother to request a medical report and a school support letter or some evidence to show why we need request other meeting. And we discussed with mother about the goals and difficulties in daily life. So before the plan meeting, we made the plan summary with mother and assisted her to join plan meeting. We encouraged the mother and helped her learn how to make the orders and how to find the service providers once the new plan approved. So assisting with a mother with the whole process helped her and learn the NDIS process, and also gain confidence to be able to manage her son plan. At least she had the correct guidance as to who to contact if she need help. This support that we
provided is not support coordination, but more about one-on-one capacity building support for clients and their family members around NDIS. And there is a huge need out there in ethnic communities for this kind of support. So as a capacity building officer, my work also focuses on the delivering workshop based on the project that improve well-being of clients. So I can give another one example of a well-being program. Okay. So recently we have been working together with participants of current backgrounds and their family members. So they are carers, socially isolated or have undiagnosed mental health issues led by a current bilingual facilitator. We have organized sessions that improve their physical and emotional well-being, education sessions about the health issues such as cervical cancer, well-being activities such as the art and craft workshops, physical activity sessions yoga, dancing, and gentle exercise. It was mentioned by the previous the group members. For the program, I would like to mention about the family violence workshop program. So this one is for members of Akao communities. It's delivered in a culturally sensitive manner using a consultative and a participatory approach. Workshops are focused on enhancing the quality of life for Akao women by providing a proactive pathway to deal with family violence and improve the mental state of women experiencing or in fear of experiencing family violence, improve the social cohesion of women in cult communities, and women with the skills, confidence, and knowledge to understand and deal with these issues. So why am I so important? Because I feel like I'm the person from different perspectives, so I work from the basic with group and two. So I can say, because I'm the person contact all the clients directly, I can say they need the help and they don't know where to seek help. And also sometimes they don't realize there's some service available for them. So for us, we really important to building the confidence to approach service. And it's okay if you're not happy, it's okay if you need the help. And so this one just encourage them to speak out. So this is very important for the people from cult communities, maybe because some experience, like for example, for some people from refuge and the background, they are just scared to say no, they're scared to seek help. So for us, we can give them more evidence and more confidence, give them more solutions, so more options. So it's okay, you can tell. It's okay if you're not happy. So for me, like my experience, like when I see the people, for example, for this client, the mother, so we assisted her to order products, like online shop. So it's the first time she can order the products by herself. So she was so excited. She called me, Fangji, yes, I just made it. I get the continent's products here. They deliver to me. So this kind of thing, I'm happy to see they receive the service they're supposed to receive. And then also, every time we make maybe small things, but for them it's big change.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to Power from the Margins, 3CR's Disability Day broadcast. I'm Pauline Vatuna. Thank you for listening.
Dünyayı sardı ünü, dünyayı sardı ünü. Kalkın halaya. görsün, dostlar düşmanlar görsün. Kalkın halaya kalkın, meşaleleri yakın. Kalkın halaya kalkın, meşaleleri yakın. Yollar halaya kalksın kollar, havaya kalksın kollar. Kalkın halaya kalkın, meşaleleri yakın. Kalkın halaya kalkın, meşaleleri yakın. Coşar selimiz, özgürlük söyler dilimiz. Ülkemiz gelinimiz, ülkemiz gelinimiz. Kalkın halaya kalkın, meşaleleri yakın. Kalkın halaya kalkın, meşaleleri yakın. Kalkın halaya kalkın, meşaleleri yakın.